The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever noticed that all the gigantic land-dwelling animals, elephants, hippos, and rhinos, are herbivores? Well, it's true that lions and tigers and bears are about as terrifying size-wise as it's going to get in the wild world of mammals. Scientists studied the energy budgets of land-dwelling carnivores and arrived at a one-ton limit as the maximum sustainable mass for meat-eating mammals. It's more costly to feed on larger prey because it's more energy-demanding. And if you can't meet those energy costs, you're no longer viable over time. Carnivores travel over some of the widest distances of all land-based mammals for their size. And long travels, plus chasing, pulling down and pulling apart of prey, costs a lot of energy. The difficulty of catching and killing larger animals costs twice as much energy, even though the payoff is greater. But massive large prey predators have no small prey options. Those meals simply are too small to be worthwhile. Massive mammals must hunt the big prey that require huge amounts of energy to locate, catch, and take down. By comparison, for carnivores that feed on rodents, small reptiles, or insects, most of the energy cost comes from simply getting to and from prey.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.